I thought about August's words. People can start out one way, and by the time life gets through with them, they end up completely different. I don't doubt he started off loving your mother. In fact, I think he worshipped her. I had never known T-Ray to worship anyone except Snout, the dog love of his life, but seeing him now, I knew he'd loved Deborah Fontenelle, and when she left him, he'd sunk into bitterness. He jabbed the knife into the wood and got to his feet. I looked at the handle sticking in the air, then at T-Ray as he walked around the room touching things. The piano, the hat rack, a Look magazine on the drop leaf table. "Looks like you're here by yourself," he said. I could feel it coming, the end of everything. He walked straight toward me and reached for my arm. When I jerked away, he brought his hand across my face. T-Ray had slapped me lots of times before. Clean, sharp smacks on the cheek, the kind that cause you to draw a quick, stunned breath. But this was something else. Not a slap at all. This time he'd hit me full force. I'd heard the grunt of exertion escape his lips as the blow landed, seen the momentary bulge of his eyes. And I'd smelled the farm on his hand. Smelled peaches. The impact threw me backward into Our Lady. She crashed onto the floor a second before I did. I didn't feel the pain at first, but sitting up, gathering my feet under me, it slashed from my ear down to my chin. It caused me to drop back again onto the floor. I stared up at him with my hands clutched at my chest, wondering if he would pull me by my feet outside to his truck. He was shouting, "How dare you leave me! You need a lesson is what you need!" I filled my lungs with air, tried to steady myself. Black Mary lay beside me on the floor, giving off the overpowering smell of honey. I remembered how we'd smoothed it into her, every little crack and grain, till she was honey-logged and satisfied. I lay there afraid to move, aware of the knife stuck in the arm of the chair across the room. He kicked at me, his boot landing in my calf, like I was a tin can in the road that he might as well kick because it was there in front of him. He stood over me. "Deborah," I heard him mumble, "you're not leaving me again." His eyes looked frantic, scared. I wondered if I'd heard him right. I noticed my hands still cupped over my chest. I pressed them down, hard, into my flesh. "Get up," he yelled. "I'm taking you home." He had me by the arm in one swoop, lifting me up. Once on my feet, I wrenched away and ran for the door. He came after me and caught me by the hair, twisting to face him. I saw he had the knife. He waved it in front of my face. "You're going back with me," he yelled. "You never should have left me." It crossed my mind that he was no longer talking to me, but to Deborah, like his mind had snapped back 10 years. "T-Ray," I said, "it's me, Lily." He didn't hear me. He had a fistful of my hair and wouldn't let go. "Deborah," he said. "Goddamn bitch," he said. He seemed crazy with anguish, reliving a pain he'd kept locked up all this time, and now that it was loose, it had overwhelmed him. I wondered how far he'd go to try and take Deborah back. For all I knew, he might kill her. "I am your everlasting home. I am enough. We are enough." I looked into his eyes. They were full of a strange fogginess. "Daddy," I said. I shouted it. "Daddy!" He looked startled, then stared at me, breathing hard. He turned loose my hair and dropped the knife on the rug. I stumbled backward and caught myself. I heard myself panting. The sound filled up the room. I didn't want him to see me look down at the knife, but I couldn't help myself. I glanced over to where it was. When I looked back at him, he was still staring at me. For a moment, neither of us moved. I couldn't read his expression. My whole body was shaking, but I felt I had to keep talking. I'm sorry I left like I did," I said, taking small steps backward. The skin over his eyes sagged down onto his eyelids. He looked away, toward the window, like he was contemplating the road that had brought her here.